This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me as I take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Heck of a lot to get to. Listening to the tail end of Grant and Danny, boy, oh boy, we're in a world of trouble, it feels like. When it comes to the local 53, as our pal Danny Ruhier likes to refer to them as, talking about your Washington Commanders, we'll do all things Washington Commanders here over the next 3.5 hours. We won't talk exclusively about the Commanders. We'll sprinkle in some other stuff as well. I don't know if anyone heard, but pretty active NFL trade deadline, one of the most active NFL trade deadlines in the history of the NFL trade deadline. We'll talk about the ramifications of what happened across the National Football League as we move throughout the program. We will also try and figure out why Washington, at 3-6, dead in the water, decided to stand pat at the NFL trade deadline. I think it has more to do with their lack of attractive resources than their desire to acquire draft capital. But that's a conversation we'll have as we roll throughout the program as well. We'll talk about the DC family. Well, that probably got a good chuckle out of our pal Grant Paulson, who says I refer to them only as the DC family, not as the Washington Wizards. We'll talk a little round ball as we move throughout the show as well. Bijan Todd, Monumental Sports Network, going to join us at about 9:15. Always love catching up with him. Those of you out there that have not been following the Wizards, and I understand why you're not following them, right? They're 1-6. Fourth worst point differential right now in the association. Real quick, before we put a bookmark on this conversation, through 7 games, if you are a Wizards fan and you really follow this thing and you're a sicko like I am, the first 7 games couldn't have gone any better. One, you're losing, and everyone's trying to tank right now. If you're looking across the landscape of the NBA, the Wizards ain't the only team trying to tank. I think they're the only team being honest about it. Dallas, clearly trying to tank. The Celtics, clearly tanking. Brooklyn hasn't won a game yet, right? The Pelicans, who don't even have their own first-round pick, actively tanking. The Wizards are tanking in the right way. Alex Saar, last night, once again, taking another gigantic step forward, playing well against a premier big in this league as the Wizards went down to MSG and got their face kicked in. Definitely a lot to like about the young Wizards. We'll talk about them in more detail in the 9 o'clock hour. Saar's playing well. Keyshawn George is playing well. Trey Johnson just hits 2 threes every time he checks in to the basketball game. A lot of good things going on with the DC family, and they're losing. We'll talk about them in more detail as we get into the 9 o'clock hour. I also want to talk about something that may surprise a lot of you that I'm even interested in this. What's going on with the Maryland Terrapins football program? I see a lot of folks on social media calling for the job of one Mike Locksley. And I thought he had some really interesting comments yesterday when he addressed the media after Maryland lost this past weekend to number two Indiana. Is that program ever going to be good, or is it just a basketball school? There was a big-time story that broke earlier today from the Maryland Athletics program, or yesterday, rather. They announced that they plan to raise at least $350 million to impact each of its 20 varsity sports programs and provide national championship resources. I wonder how much of that money is going to go to the football program. Or is Buzz Williams and company going to get it all? Because I'll tell you what, if you're following Maryland hoops, Buzz Williams and company, big win last night. And Baba Alulakan, Blake High School, Montgomery County, Maryland, stand up. The number one prospect and recruit in the class of 2026. Down to his final four, it is Maryland, Arkansas, Georgetown, and Kentucky. So when you hear that the forward program is what they're calling it, is about to dish out 350 M's to Maryland Athletics, you wonder how much of that's going to Baba, who plays for Team Kevin Durant in AAU. He is Kevin Durant pretty much, right? 6'9", can dribble it, can stroke it, can defend, can handle it. I mean, a lot to like about that kid. I think with all of the folks that clamor and have mean things to say about Mike Locksley and the football program, I continue to wonder how invested they are in terms of actually providing the football program with the adequate resources needed to build a contender in a loaded Big Ten conference. We'll talk about that as we roll throughout the show as well. I just did a bunch of previews, didn't I? I just did five different shows in one. That's what you call the opening segment of a radio program. I do want to spend a lot of time, though, on the Washington Commanders. They had the day off after a pretty news-filled past 36 hours, and we'll chew on it all as we roll throughout the program. They did stand pat today, at the NFL trade deadline. And I'll be honest, I was having a conversation with our guy Grant as we were walking out of the studio, and I just don't know how to feel right now about the Commanders. I don't. And, like, I'm going to be selfish here for a second. As a 27-year-old fan, last year was unlike anything I could have ever imagined or even dreamed of. I don't even think I could have dreamt up that fun of a season for the Commanders. Right? Winning six games at the buzzer. Looking like you found your franchise quarterback. Having him really take not just this DMV tri-state region by storm. He took over the National Football League by storm. Right? He took over sports in general, it felt like. Man, we were the story of 2024 in the sports world. NBA, NFL, hockey, Major League Baseball. We were the story, it felt like. And fast forward to where we currently sit at now, this feels terrible. I don't know how to feel. I don't. And, you know, talking through this with you all, at 1-800-636-1067. It always seems to make me feel better. I'm hoping you all can provide me some of that here tonight. I'm not feeling all doom and gloom. I'm just ready to ask the real questions here. Because you've been historically, well, let me not say historically bad. You're going through arguably the worst stretch of football in the 2020s. Arguably. When you think about the last 3 weeks, and how uncompetitive, non-competitive that you've been. This is rock bottom. This is what this feels like. And I get it, right? There's the overhang of Jaden Daniels, though. Right? We got the franchise quarterback, though. He's left three out of his last five games that he's played in with injury. I don't know where to go with that. I heard the Junks talking about it this morning. Was he injury prone? And I know people don't like that. I know people don't like a label being thrown on a cat. I'm with y'all. I know what you're saying. I know why you're frustrated. This is just a real difficult spot to be in, man. It just is. It's just a difficult spot to be in. And as we roll throughout this show, we're going to ask some really difficult questions. I genuinely And this is tough because I know once this red light turns on, see, you can have conversations in the bullpen with the bros all you want. And you can throw around hypotheticals. But once that red light turns on and once your comments are now on the record, you got to stand on it. So I'm going to be very, very specific in what I say and what I ask tonight. That's the theme for tonight's show. I'm just asking. That's it. I'm just asking. I'm not, you know, stamping anything. I'm not writing anything in wax. I'm simply just asking. Because right now, I just don't know. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how confident I am in the long-term plan here. I don't know where this team goes. I don't know how far this team is from ultimately competing and being a legitimate NFC title contender. I don't know how far we are away from that. I would like to think we're not that far off. But when you look up and down this roster, and I know injuries, they've been depleted by injury. I am not trying to ignore that at all. I definitely think it's part of the conversation. I just don't know, man. This is a real tough spot to be in as a fan, and I know I don't know. It's not why you all turn on your radios. It's not why you all download the Odyssey app to hear what we have to say. You don't want to hear me say, I don't know, but what you want me to do, lie? I don't know what the hell to think. I feel like I have a personality disorder when it comes to talking about this group because I can make the case that, A, it's just one bad injury-riddled year, but I could also make the case that maybe there's a systemic issue going on. Maybe Adam Peters isn't who we think he is. See, I told you, I'm just asking. Remember? That's the whole premise over tonight's show. Anything crazy that comes out of my mouth, because look, I treat this like a therapy session. Why the hell would I pay to go get therapy on the Commanders and talk to a therapist about this when I could just talk to you at 1-800-636-1067. And when you're sitting at a therapist couch, on a therapist couch, or at a desk, or however, a lot of therapy now is virtual with FaceTime, you're given the freedom to say whatever you want and ask whatever you want, free of judgment. I do not want you all to judge me for anything I say here tonight. This is therapy. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. When we come back, we'll have a quick segment. We'll get to the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I want to really ask some difficult questions when it comes to the Washington Commanders. How close is this group to being a legitimate contender in the NFC? That's the first question we're asking here tonight at 1-800-636-1067. I'll give you my true, honest thoughts on that next. They're on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, thanks to the magic of our super producer, Metal Chris, here tonight, we were able to jump all the way to 7 o'clock. So let's get it rocking. Let's get it rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You know who it is. You can tell by the rejoin music, damn it. Youngest in charge. Here to have a therapy session with you all, because I'm telling you, if you missed the opening salvo, first of all, shame on you. You knew I was coming on tonight, and you wasn't here. That's on you. You can download the Always Free Odyssey app, go back and replay the opening segment. Why would I pay for therapy when I could talk to you all? So the premise of tonight's show.
This is like reverse Frasier.
Isn't it? You know, the premise of tonight's show for me is I'm just asking, right? So anything I say tonight, you cannot judge me because I'm just asking, right? I really, and I've been tossing back and forth on this. Yesterday I got to call some Howard University hoops. Awesome opportunity. Always love when I get the chance to do that. So I haven't been on the air since Sunday night. And I know there's the clip out there of me losing my mind. Several thousand of you have engaged with it and interacted with it. For all of y'all out there that question whether or not I'm a real fan or not, just go on social media and watch my reaction. When I found out, when I'm watching in real time, my heart and my soul, Jaden Daniels, watching his elbow, his arm bend the opposite way in a very violent and gruesome manner. I was torn to pieces. I was damn near brought to tears. See, what y'all don't understand is like, and I'm going to peel the curtain back a little bit. Not saying here specifically at the radio station. I won't speak for any of my colleagues. I won't speak for anybody at Odyssey. Them being bad, people not caring, it hurts business. It does. It's simple. It's the best way that I can put it. So everyone wants them to do well. Because this is how it goes. You all go from being angry, and I think that's the stage of grief that everyone's in right now. We're in that stage of anger. And then the anger turns to apathy. I don't want that to happen. So here tonight, I want to give you all the opportunity to, one, voice your opinions as we always do. But help me out. Help a brother out. HBO. You know what I'm talking about? I genuinely am wrestling with where we go from here. Because, like I said in the opening, I can make the argument that, yeah, the most important position in professional sports is in place here with this football team. That is Jaden Daniels. What I now have to concern myself with is, do we trust the folks in place, the folks in power, to put the best roster around him possible? And stick with me here, because I'm going to jump a bunch of different places, I will admit. I just wonder, looking big picture at this thing, how many young building blocks do we have? How close are we to actually being a contender in the NFC? And I think Will Dawkins of the Wizards hit it on the head when he talked about why he doesn't want to just get into the play-in tournament if they're not ready to compete. We want a sustained winner. That flash in the pan garbage we had last year where you won six games on the final play, that's not sustainable long-term. And I'm starting to wonder whether or not they overestimated how good their roster was. When you're going up against quarterback, and y'all got pissed. Warren Sharp, a Sharp football. Follow him on the X app. Brother know what he's talking about. Y'all got so angry at Warren when the week of the Giants game, he listed all of the quarterbacks that Washington played last year. The hand model, Jake Haner. Russell Wilson. Will Levis. Andy Dalton. Spencer Rattler. Like, you didn't play a who's who of quarterbacks last year. And that was part of the equation and part of the reason why you were able to have success. But I don't want to take last year away from them. They earned that, right? They earned their playoff berth. It's not like anything, you can say it was lucky, but they earned that. They had to go win those football games and they did it, right? Cooper Rush, Mike Penix in his second ever career start. It's just tough for me, man. Daniel Jones. It's just tough for me, man, because I begin to look at this group and I'm thinking big picture, like, are we going to be all right? That's where I'm at right now. I'm wondering, are we okay long term? And the question that I begin with when that conversation starts is, how far away are we from being a legitimate contender in the conference? Not a one-year flash in the pan, but something sustained where we're always in the picture. Now, I get it, right? It's year two of a rebuild. Adam Peters inherited a bad roster. I've heard all of the excuses. And when I say excuses, I'm not using that as like a negative term. I've heard all the reasons why. You know what I'm saying? I just am genuinely wondering, like, where we go from here. How close are we to competing? And we'll get to the trade deadline as we roll throughout the show, because the fact that they stood pat and didn't do anything was actually a little bit surprising to me. I know the rumors and the reports were leading up to it, but to do nothing, I think, it's a little interesting to me. I'm frustrated, right? I love this group just like y'all love this group. They are my passion. They are my heart and my soul. I've told y'all the story on the radio a bunch of different times, right? I was raised by some folks that's from the old school, right? Shout out to my Aunt Vicky, my Uncle Steven. Great people. Raised a tremendous young man. I think I'm a tremendous young man. But they wasn't playing that with me in high school, man. I was young and younger and more immature-er. And we had a rule in my house. If you got anything less than a C on your report card, you were punished till the next report card came out. I'm a product of Montgomery County Public Schools. If y'all know about the way MCPS work, that report card come out every 9 weeks. So for you to be punished for 9 weeks straight, if you get punished during football season, you'd have missed the whole damn year. So I would risk... And my punishment was real. I didn't have one of these 2025 punishments where, give me your phone for an hour, Billy. Huh? You can't go outside and play with your friends. Huh? You can't stay up on TikTok all night, Billy. It's not the type of punishment I had. They took my phone. I couldn't watch TV. I was eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as a punishment because your boy liked to eat. So my aunt and uncle was thinking, well, how can we really stick it to his ass? And part of that was no TV, and what did that mean? I couldn't watch the Commanders. It's actually the origin story of how I fell in love with sports radio. Because the OGs in the morning, 6 to 10, a lot of the times when I'm getting ready for school, that's how I would hear whether we won or lost or not if my aunt and uncle stayed at home on Sunday all day. But you know, Linnell was a sneaky dude. So when my aunt and uncle would leave the crib, they would have this thing that would go to my uncle's father's house out in Waldorf. Yeah, I know I stay out in Montgomery County. That's a long-ass trip. So when they would leave, right, I go in and I turn the Commanders game on. But first, I've told you I'm a sneaky one. I would take a picture of what channel the TV was on, and I make sure it was back on that channel when they got their ass back in the house. So I say all that to say this. I love this team. If I would have got caught, they would have whipped my ass. And I'm talking about a real whipping. We talk about BTA. I would have really got belt to ass. But I was willing to risk that because I was so in love with – football. Like, it was one of the things that really helped me find an identity and what I wanted to be in this world, man. I lost my mom at 9 years old, and my life is, I've had a bunch of different topsy-turvy turns in my life, and football was one of the first things that I was really able to resonate with, man. I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. So I was willing to do dumb stuff to watch the Commanders. It wasn't worth it. I should have been obeying my aunt and uncle, not turning on the TV when they said not to. But I say all that to say I love this group. So I'm genuinely, I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm not trying to act like I'm smarter or better than the next man. I'm genuinely, what I say the premise of today's show was, what I say the quote of today's show was, I'm just asking, how far are we away from being a legitimate contender? Because I can make the argument that, yeah, we've got the quarterback in place and that's what matters the most. But I also look at the rest of the roster and it's clearly not good enough on the offensive side and on the defensive side. And I get they've had injuries. But damn, you got to do better than this. The stretch of football that Washington's going through right now is quite literally the worst of the 2020s. The worst of the 2020s. This tweet from our pal Grant Paulson, GP tweeted this out. I think this was on Sunday night, late night. He tweeted, the Commanders are the first NFL team since the 2020 Jaguars to lose three straight games by at least 21 points. It had been 5 years since a team has suffered three consecutive losses this lopsided, man. We're in a world of hurt right now.
I mean, at least Joe is going to be on the field now.
Well, you may be saying that to be facetious. I think that really could end up helping this. I'm still afraid it's from my OG, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. They need a jerk. They need somebody that's willing to put their foot up somebody's ass. I think there are a bunch of nice guys in that building. Joe Witt, I think, is a rebel. The way he talks at the podium, I think Joe Witt has the – they need somebody to crack that whip is the best way that I could put it. And maybe putting him on the sideline helps bridge the communication gap that's happening in the secondary. But we're going to get to the defense – and the offense. I'm going to put them both under the microscope because while y'all want to get rid of Joe Witt, there's another coordinator I'm about through with at this point. If Bingsbury, that's what his name rhymes with. 1-800-636-1067. How far away? We're going to start off with this. How far away do you guys think we are legitimately from being a perennial contender in the NFC? A team that's in that playoff Super Bowl window each and every year. Like Philadelphia has been over the better part of the 2020s. Like San Francisco has been for the better part of the 2020s. Green Bay, Detroit. Name your front runners in this conference. How far off are we from that? Because despite going to the conference championship game last year, despite being in the Final Four, you ain't in the top 10 in the NFL. You're not. And I love DQ to death, man. He said something yesterday. We'll let you hear from the head coach as it rolled throughout the show. He said something yesterday that really resonated with me. You are what your record says you are, brother. I don't give a damn about no injuries.
The old Belichick quote.
You are what you are.
Yeah, that's the old Belichick quote. You are what your record says you
point,
are. Huh?
Point blank. And that's it couldn't be any truer with this current iteration of the Commanders. And I know the injuries have played a part in this. But I go back to the question I asked at the top. And I see you all lined up on the phones. We got full lines. If you're getting a busy signal, don't worry. You know how I get down. We got plenty of room for you. How far away are the Commanders from being a legitimate contender in the NFC? And then do you think they overestimated how good they were based off of what happened last year? 1-800-636-1067. We'll run through these calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. You know, I got some backup coming with me. Metal Chris is answering your calls and keeping us on track. Kevin Sheehan going to join us at 8:30. We'll ask him the same question that I'm asking you. Two-parter for you. And remember, I'm just asking questions here tonight. How far away are the Commanders from being a legitimate contender in the NFC? And then do you think this group this offseason overestimated just how good the roster was? 1-800-636-1067. If you're calling, getting the busy signal, I am starting to take the calls now, so keep trying. DC and Fort Meade leading off here with us. What's going on, brother?
Linnell, I'm well, brother. How you been?
I'm trying to pick up the pieces, man. My heart is broken. I'll be honest with you.
Nah, I fully understand, man. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to call in, but I got in tonight, and I'm still running, ripping and running. But what I want to say is, first, I want to answer a question you asked. I believe it was yesterday about, that was on Friday last week, about who could wear the tape on their mask. And representing Sean Taylor.
Right.
That's Jeremy Reeves. Jeremy Reeves has been playing his heart out. And when it comes to the team, the first question you asked was, what was the two questions again?
How far away are we from being a legitimate contender in the NFC?
Okay.
And do you think they overestimated how good last year's roster was?
This is how far away we are from being a contender. I'm going to exclude the people that's hurt, but I'm going to talk about them as well. But we're a Jacob Martin defensive line away. We're a Chris Paul. These people, I'm naming these people because they've been playing outstanding in spite of Jeremy Reeves. And then the people that have gotten hurt, I'm reflecting. Terry Reed, he injured his quad, stretching to score a touchdown. He re-injured his quad, making a spectacular play to catch the ball along the sideline. Luke McCaffrey, busting his tail playing special teams. Lattimore, yeah, we've been getting on Lattimore. He real handsy. He's an aggressive corner. He deflected the ball and pulled his ACL. These people are out there giving maximum effort, and that's what we should see from everybody. And then Jaden gets hurt, and they wanted him to hand the ball off, and he didn't hand the ball off because he saw someone barreling down. He thought he could make a play, wasn't able to throw the ball, so he ran for it. These dudes are playing with exceptional effort, and that's what everybody has to do when you're on a losing streak like that. So I'm looking for more players like that,
yeah.
And I think that they went with upgrading left tackle, and they got a free agent vet because they did think our roster was good enough. But I still see holes in our roster, and Luvu has looked a step slower this year. I'm looking forward to Jordan McGee playing in the spot this weekend if he don't play, and I think that's going to help Bobby Wagner make more plays.
I hope so,
and another
DC.
Thing about Bobby Wagner, we see him, he's an exceptional pass rusher. He's terrible sideline to sideline or playing in space, so they need to blitz him. If he on the field 90% of snaps or not, they need to blitz him 90% of the time.
And I'm forward, and I appreciate the call, DC. We got a lot more folks to get to as we're jam-packed here. Kato is out in PG.
Hey, Linnell, how you doing?
I'm good, brother.
We are even further away, and I'll tell you why. I saw Adam Peters last year. We went 12-5, right?
Mm-hmm.
12-5. How do you not bring everybody back? Because you one game away from the Super Bowl. How do you not bring everybody back? De'Ami Brown, Zacchaeus, the other little wide receiver. And then you got Fowler. You let him go. He had 10.5 sacks last year. You let Chin go. Chin was busting people up coming across the middle. You know what they did? They thought they were so smart that they could upgrade, and they were terrible in their upgrading choices. Not only to go with they got hurt this year, but here's another one that they did real bad. Adam Peters, once again, if you was going to give Terry the money at the end, why the hell you don't give it to him at the beginning so he can be in training camp, they can get their chemistry together? They ain't got no chemistry right now. They've messed that all up. How can they fix it? They got to start over.
Well, that's where, I think I'm right there with you, Kato, and I appreciate the call, and I want to actually expound upon that. And continue to call in at 1-800-636-1067. How far away do you think the Commanders are from being a legitimate contender in the NFC, and do you think they overestimated how good they were heading into this season, and do you think that impacted some of the moves that they made? It's so interesting to me because, like, I do think the best course of action now may be to take two steps backwards in order to be able to take three or four steps forward. I genuinely don't understand where we're going here with this. And I think patience has to be practiced and preached, certainly. But, like, they didn't use the patience. Like, realistically speaking, in hindsight, it's 2020. I don't want to play Monday morning general manager. But, like, they have mortgaged a lot of draft capital, dog, to put this current roster together. And the fix to your problem, the way that good teams build is through the draft. And right now, in this draft coming up, you don't have the capital necessary. So the thought of staying put at the trade deadline, I didn't necessarily agree with it. And I know what people are going to say, well, what are you going to be able to get for certain guys? You're telling me if you would have made Laremy Tunsil available, you wouldn't have been able to get a third-round pick back? You're telling me if you would have made Deebo Samuel available, you wouldn't be able to get a fifth-round pick, maybe a fourth-round pick back? I have a hard time believing that. That, to me, is where I, like, really look and go, damn. Your picks right now for 2026 are a 1, a 3, a 5, 2 sixes, and a 7. You don't have your second-round pick. You don't have a fourth-round pick. Like, it's hard to team build when you aren't team building with all of your resources, man. And I know y'all are probably like, well, who could they trade to get anything of value? It's not worth trading someone just for the sake of trading someone. I agree with all of that. That's why I said I'm just asking, right? I get it. They put themselves in this position, though, is my whole point. No one forced them to trade draft capital for Marshawn Lattimore last year. No one forced them to, even more ridiculous, bring him back. No one forced you to trade for Laremy Tunsil, right? If you were going to draft Josh Connerly 29th overall, well, why'd you make the trade for Laremy? Josh is a right tackle. You drafted Brandon Coleman last year with a third round pick. I don't know, man. They're in a really, really tough spot right now. They are. I just wonder how it gets better. Where do we go from here? What is the move to make? I'm almost to the point now. You got to tear this thing down to the studs. You have the quarterback in place, though. So I'm all for tearing it down to the studs, but I think most importantly, and where they failed the most, you got to surround Jaden Daniels with weapons, man. Look at when he's had his most success. And I talk about last year. I go back to LSU and the trio of receivers he had around him, and Kyren Lacy and Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers. You got to put a good receiving core, a good skill group around him to help him out, man. You know, thinking that Noah Brown is good enough is garbage. Thinking that Luke McCaffrey was going to be good enough is garbage. Thinking that a rookie in Jalen Lane was going to be good enough is garbage. Thinking that 35-year-old Zach Ertz was going to be good enough is garbage. 31-year-old Austin Eckler at running back is garbage. We tried to – I don't care what nobody say. I don't care who's out there trying to hold water for this group. I'm not hearing it, Slim. They tried to microwave this thing. This ain't grits. I want to slow cook because I want to be in that NFC championship conversation, not for one damn year. I want to be there forever. I want that to be our new norm. I want that to be the standard. And it's not going to be if you continue to try to quick fix things, man. You're the oldest team in the NFL because you chose these players. That's the frustrating part. We wanted, and this is where, you know, I made some strong comments last week. I'm not saying it's all Adam Peters' fault. But damn it, y'all act like he's wearing Teflon. He is not free of blame here whatsoever. He's just not. How are they going to fix it moving forward is what I'm most concerned with. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. How far away are the Washington Commanders from being a perennial contender in the NFC? And then do you think they tried to microwave this rebuild based off of what happened last year? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Your call's next. Kevin Sheehan going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Till then, me and you at 1-800-636-1067. Youngest in charge and Al Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit of Maryland Terrapins football before we get out of here. The university just announced a massive, massive influx of cash that they're going to be putting into their athletics department, $350 million. How much of that is going to go to Mike Locksley and the football program? We'll talk about that as we roll throughout the program as well. We will talk about the D.C. family. Wizards were in action last night at the world's most famous arena. Valiant effort against the New York Knicks. Young guys continuing to show great development. They're 1-6. They've got one of the worst point differentials in the NBA. But the first seven games, couldn't have gone any better for the Washington Wizards. We'll talk about them in the 9 o'clock hour. Bijan Todd of the Monumental Sports Network is going to join us. And then we'll talk about the NFL trade deadline, one of the busier ones in recent memory, and one that Washington chose to not participate in, talking about the Commanders. The question for you at 1-800-636-1067, two-parter, damn near a three-parter. Because I'm just asking here tonight. Right? Why would I pay for therapy? Because, look, if you're just now joining us, man, y'all know I'm off the rails about this group. They influence my mood. It's terrible. I know. I got to grow up. But I genuinely don't know what to think, man. This sucks. It's not a fun place to be in, and I have more questions than answers right now when it comes to this group. How far away are they from being a perennial contender in the conference? And then, two, do you think they tried to microwave this rebuild? Because I'm at the point right now, I would have sold it all today. I would have tore this SOB down to the studs. I would have. Because you need draft capital to fix this. Think about why we were all so enamored by Adam Peters. It wasn't because of his ability to trade. Wasn't because of his ability to, sign free agents. It was his ability to win in the draft. And the early returns on his draft picks are not very good. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I know that we feel confident that the quarterback is in place. And I think that is for good reason, right? Jaden has shown previously that, hey, like, I am the guy. You have the most important position solved. I just have a billion and one questions about the rest of the roster and how we fix that. Because he is on a rookie deal. It is your job, Adam Peters, to surround him with the best supporting cast possible. So the idea of bringing Noah Brown back as your number three or number two is a joke. Relying on Luke McCaffrey and you get to see his development every damn day in that building is a joke. Depending on Jalen Lane, come on, man. I think they've got to do a better job of building this team around Jaden. Stop asking him to be Superman. And we're going to get into the offense in great detail as we roll throughout the show because I'm about finished with Cliff Kingsbury. I'm ready to move to a traditional NFL offense that does not leverage my quarterback every chance we get. Tired of seeing him get hurt. I am. Not going to say he's injury prone, but I'm tired of him getting hurt. I wouldn't be totally against a new offensive coordinator next year. I wouldn't. We got to run the football. The best teams in the NFL right now in rushing are in the playoff picture, but us. We're the only damn group. Because we don't have a real running game. We have this skiddly-doo, I don't know what to call it, hippity-doo-da-day offense. I want to punch people in their damn mouth on offense. We lack physicality. We lack an identity. And don't give me injuries. Your offensive line is the healthiest group on the team. Your running back room, arguably the healthiest group on the team. Yet we can't run it. We came out and threw the ball seven straight times. We had seven straight pass plays called against Seattle because, because they're good at stopping the run. I don't give a damn what they're good at. Line it up and run it. Find a way. Don't put it all on the shoulders of your young quarterback, knowing you've got four wide receivers active. Now I'm venting. I told you this was a therapy session for me. I'm sounding irrational and delusional. I know everything I say tonight might not make sense. It's a little late in the afternoon. In the evening, I'd have worked another job today. Try to figure it out. Byron in San Antonio wants to chime in. What's up, Byron?
Hey, man. We're about 3 years away. I'm serious. And when I say 3 years away, so we mortgage all our draft picks for this up-and-coming year, right? You got expiring contracts on a bunch of people. And don't get me wrong, Bobby Wagner is great. He's just old. He can't go sideline to sideline, and he can't cover. All right? So he's just old. Our receiving core is decimated. We don't have any receivers. He's playing with practice squad. The guy had to change his name to get back on the field. I mean, we're playing with almost scab players.
But why is that, though, Byron? Adam Peters picks the players.
We mortgaged the future for the now. Marshawn let him score. This dude.
Hold on, Byron. What you call him?
Marshawn let him score.
Golly. Hey, you good with me,
That's
B.
His new
hey,
name.
Byron, you good with me?
Because he let everybody score.
Hey, Byron, you good with me, man. You okay with me.
He let everybody score. You want to throw a touchdown, throw it on his side. The dude, I understand he's physical, but damn, you trade away our power back to go to smaller backs. Okay, cool. When are you going to run a screenplay? When are you going to do a tight end screen over the...
Let's get to CJ in D.C. What's up, CJ?
What's up, man? Good evening.
Good evening, brother. CJ, you my man, Slammer. You know how I get down. This is, first of all, hey, Byron, you were going and then you swore, so I had to drop you, brother. I don't want to get fired now. But what you got, CJ?
So, I mean, I get the emotion behind everything, but I mean, at some point, man, reality got to kick in with where we are and where we've been as a franchise. You know, this group, when they come in, man, they had nothing. You know, we kind of had an expansion team type roster before we didn't have any young talent. So the only thing different that we have now before these guys truly got here is Jaden. Jaden himself sped everything up, which forced them, and everybody was on board, even yourself. We got to go get it. We got to strike while the iron is hot. Unfortunately, it didn't work. It didn't work. Yeah. You can't control injuries. You can't talk about what you should have done. They went for it. It didn't work. So now we're back to where they were. I would anticipate where they thought they would have been coming in the door. That's why they had the one-year contracts. They're going to expire. We're going to get younger. Oh, we made it to the NFC Championship. Let's go for it. So now we have to revert back. We have to get these expired contracts off and begin to build.
So, CJ, that's where I'm at with it. I'm down to tear this joint down to the studs, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, like you know, Linnell, you can't build it through free agency. They tried that. They tried the quick fix. We know that's not sustainable. So at this point, we as a fan base, we have to allow these people to fix something that's been broke for 30 years. I know it hurts. It pisses
CJ,
me off to
really
not have a team.
It, if you're really trying to fix it, then why are you microwaving the Hey, I love Lambry Tunsil. He's a good player. How many years of Lambry Tunsil are you going to have, bro? You had no business going to trading for Lambry. You had no business trading for Debo.
Listen, if Jaden is your commodity, we have to protect him. Right? Mm-hmm. If they deem that what we have is not on the roster and kicking Brandon inside to play guard is going to protect our prized possession, that's what we got to do. So it didn't work. Bottom line, it didn't work. So now what do? We started over.
Yeah.
The only thing different on this roster before they got here to sped things up was Jaden Daniels.
CJ, I appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. We're way over the clock. When we come back, more of your calls. How far away are the Commanders from being a perennial contender in the conference? And do you think they tried to microwave this rebuild based off of last year's success? Your call's next. Coming up at 8:30, Kevin Sheehan going to join the program. You can hear his show weekdays 10 to 1 on our sister station, the Team 980. Youngest in charge and O. Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. We got a lot more to get to. Feels like our conversation's been centered around the Commanders. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're looking at things from kind of a 1,000-foot view right now. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, I will go into detail about the offense and the defense, two sides of the football that, to me, have just as big of problems as the next one does. Right? I feel like a lot of folks are putting a lot of the blame for what's happened this year on the defense, and my rebuttal to that is, well, are you watching the offense? See, Washington wants to play this bend but don't break style of defense, yet the offense isn't possessing the football. When you're okay with your defense giving up 12 and 15 play drives that you hope end in a field goal, your offense has to be able to sustain the football. They are 30th in terms of time of possession this year. 30th. Last year, they were ranked 7th. So that's a massive... massive difference in terms of the style of ball that they're playing this year relative to last year. Maybe, just maybe, like the whole, and we'll talk about Cliff in the 8 o'clock hour, but like I'm just over everything about the offense. How complex can your offense be when you don't huddle? How hard to stop can your offense be if you don't huddle? Jaden's calling the plays with hand signals. Like it's college. We're the only team that does that. It worked for you last year. Yes. Where are the wrinkles to this offense? Feels like you're just doing what you did last year. I don't know. We're going to get into the offense in more detail. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. I have some numbers for you as well. But right now, question is very simple. How far do you think Washington is from being a perennial playoff contender? And then two, do you think they tried to microwave this rebuild? Let's go to Ali in Leesburg. What's up, Ali?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, sir. The problem with Washington,
they're not a good team. I don't know what happened last year, but they're not that good in the NFC East. Am I wrong or right?
You're saying they're not a good team. Well, no bleep, Sherlock.
I mean, the quarterback, he's a good QB, but he needs to put some weight, don't you think?
Yes, I would agree.
You need to put some weight.
You're acting as uncoachable as the folks on this defense. Do you think
the defense is how not far good. They're away, getting old.
How far away do you think they are from being a legitimate perennial contender in the conference?
Maybe at least 3 years, because they have to make some good draft, man. They gave up so many drafts last year for these guys. They're out of football. They're old. They got a lot of injuries. Like you said, you can't just fix this issues overnight. It takes time, you know?
I agree. Ali, appreciate you. Lap. What's chime? What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, what's up, Lanell? I think we like 3 to 5 years away.
Hold on, Lap. Hold on. 5 years? Come on now. When I asked the question, I wasn't doing it to get y'all to give me ridiculous answers. You know damn well it ain't 5 years away. Five drafts? Come on, bro.
I said 3 to 5. I said 3 to 5. I mean, because our team sucks. Let's keep it real. I told you last year we were sorry. That Jaden Daniels is a big part of that. And when we got to that NFC title game, we got humble. A slice of humble pie. Now, everything for this season going forward is spilling over from that Philly NFC title game, bro. So we got to get some talent on this team. You got to protect Jaden from himself.
I don't think it's going to take 5 years to do it, though. If it takes 5 years to do it, they're not going to have 5 years to do it. I'm going to tell you straight up. They ain't going to get 5 years.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying if we don't improve the roster – protect Jaden from himself and protect him and surround him with some talent. We not. Look at all the quarterbacks that was in his draft class. They have a way better team than him. Way better team.
But that's an Adam Peters thing. I agree. Let's actually do that. And Lap, I appreciate the call because I think that's very interesting. Drake May, his supporting cast that they have put around him better than the one that's here in Washington. Caleb Williams, his supporting cast that they put around him better than what's here in Washington. Michael Penix, their supporting cast and what they put around him better than what they have here in Washington. That is where I'm at right now. I believe you're about 2 years away. I think we're about 2-3 years away from being a perennial contender in the conference. I am at the point now, and maybe it's me being reactionary in the moment. I'm ready to tear it down to the studs. I'm ready to sell off pieces that could get you capital back in return. But I think in terms of rebuilding this football team, and we're going to talk about the offense and the defense in particular in the 8 o'clock hour, but I just wonder if Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, if Adam Peters and the coaches are on the same page. You know what style of defense your head coach wants to run. You know schematically what he wants to accomplish. It starts and finishes with a game record within your front four, and you don't have it. Dorrance Armstrong, I continue to say, is a nice piece. He's not a game wrecker. He's a nice piece. He's not a game wrecker. Javon Kinlaw is a nice piece. He's not a game wrecker, right? Luvu, nice piece, not a game wrecker. You need man-to-man corners that can run. You don't have that. There has been a real problem with how the roster's been built, in my opinion, and that goes back to the first draft we had. That goes back to the first draft that we had. Their unwillingness, to me, to address the front four, and you got to take as many bites at the apple as possible. Right? Like I'm of that mentality. I'm of that belief when it comes to team building. I want to have as many picks as possible so we can maybe draft a game changer in the front four. That's my like number one need right now. You need a game changer within your front four. You need corners that can run. You need legitimate skill guys around Jaden Daniels, running back, tight end, wide receiver. I think the offensive line is pretty good. Now it's time to get the running back, the wide receiver, the tight ends. We don't have it. We don't. It's just frustrating to me because he's had two drafts already, and he hasn't drafted a clear impact foundational long-term piece outside of Jaden and Trey Amos, in my opinion, that look like they're going to be legitimate long-term building block pieces. I go back to their decision to draft Dra'Zon Newton and Ben Sinnott in the second round and Mikey Samristil. Those three guys, you had the chance. If you would have hit on those three picks, you're talking about this team in a totally different light. Tavondre Sweat, Braden Fisk, Cooper DeJean, Kamari Lassiter, Edrin Cooper. All guys that you drafted or that were drafted behind Dra'Zon Newton. Mikey Samristil was drafted in the second with pick number 50. Ben Sinnott, pick number 53. Know who came after Ben Sinnott? Who could be helping you right now? Chris Braswell on the edge. Marshawn Nealon turned into a pretty decent player. Right? You go into the third round. Guys that went after, right? That are performing in other places. Cooper Beebe. Now, I know that's not an upfront player, but you pick up what I'm putting down here. They have swung and missed. And when you miss, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. But it's frustrating because, to me, the Dra'Zon Newton pick, that one kills me because he was billed as a guy that had first-round talent. If you would have hit on your three second-round picks last year and not taken Mikey, Dra'Zon, and Ben Sinnott, and if instead you would have ended up with Tavondre Sweat, Cooper DeJean, and Ezra Cooper, three guys at each level of the defense that would have helped you the hell out, you would be in a way better spot. Everything would feel way better right now. But you missed. Are they going to continue to miss? Or are they going to get better at drafting? And I know what y'all are going to say. It's too early to evaluate the draft class. They got to show something. They haven't really showed much of anything.
Well, I think there's another question here, too. Is it that they're not drafting well, or does the coaching staff not develop well?
I mean,
would these players have that you're mentioning have been as good here, and would Sinnott or others, you know, be better somewhere else in different staffs? Just like, you know, look at Caleb coming into the Bears last year. They were a complete disaster. You know, do you think JD5 would have been great for the Bears last year?
I think it's a fair conversation or fair point to bring up, but like I really doubt. I've watched these coaches. I just don't look at the coaching staff as the problem. I think it's a talent issue. I think these guys just aren't that good. Kevin Sheehan joins us coming up at 8:30. When we come back, I want to look at the Commanders offense and the defense under the microscope. We'll continue to run through your calls as well. All that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.